This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
So much money to send and nobody there to send it. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Later today, President Biden is expected to send an urgent foreign aid request to Congress, including funding for Israel and Ukraine. But at this point, the House can't vote on anything without an elected speaker. Another round of voting for House Speaker is set for later this morning. In the meantime, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has some details on Biden's funding request.
In his speech last night, President Biden said the money he's asking Congress to approve would fund the national security needs of the U.S. and, quote, support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine. The reported $105 billion funding request includes $60 billion for Ukraine, plus $14 billion for Israel, according to ABC News. The aid package is expected to include billions for humanitarian aid, plus money for the Indo-Pacific region, including Taiwan, and U.S. border security. The White House rolled all these funding requests into one package in order to appeal to some Republicans who oppose more aid for Ukraine. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Are internet providers just regular old private businesses? Because if they are, they can say, hey, the internet runs on our cables, so we decide who gets to use those cables and how. They can decide who gets fast internet service and who doesn't. How fast should video stream on Netflix or Zoom? Or are internet providers more like utilities providing water or electricity? Utilities don't get to decide who gets more or better water or energy or faster internet. This is the years-long debate at the heart of what is called net neutrality. And the fight has flared up. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
The Federal Communications Commission first established net neutrality rules during the Obama administration, then rescinded them during the Trump administration. Now with Democrats back in majority control of the commission, net neutrality is back on the agenda. The FCC's proposed rules would require broadband internet providers to remain neutral, as in they can't throttle back speeds for competitors or allow one streaming service to download faster than another based on who pays for the privilege. Critics, including congressional Republicans and the telecommunications industry, argue the FCC wants too much power and that internet service should not be regulated under the same rules intended for telephone monopolies. The FCC is proposing to limit some of its usual power over utilities, such as regulating rates. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
If you think we had it bad with inflation hitting 9% last year, well, in Argentina, inflation is at almost 140%. And amidst this economic crisis, the country's having an election on Sunday. One of the presidential candidates, Javier Milei, has a solution to Argentina's problems. Get rid of its currency, the peso, and use dollars instead. The BBC's Natalio Cosoy reports from Buenos Aires.
This industrial unit I'm in is full of machines, steel bars, pipes and plates. 23 employees come and go with goods and operate the machinery and the tools.
It's Juarez, a 46-year-old company that manufactures specialized painting equipment and sandblasting machines. Owner Juan Pardi says the peso is losing value so fast that some of his providers would rather not sell and keep their stock. He says that means it's become very difficult to buy the supplies he needs in Argentina.
Some suppliers tell me, I'll sell to you, but please transfer dollars to me.
He's also struggling to buy foreign parts as he cannot easily get hold of the dollars he needs, which are at a controlled exchange rate regulated by the government.
I've lost foreign purchase orders. I couldn't export the goods because I was missing some components that come from abroad.
To fix the problem, libertarian presidential candidate Javier Milei says he will dollarize Argentina's economy and close down the central bank. He argues printing more money has just fueled inflation, which reached almost 140% this year.
No one wants that repugnant paper that is the peso, because it's the currency issued by Argentine politicians. And that paper can't be worth even excrement, because that garbage is not even good as fertilizer.
At a political rally, supporters of Javier Milei cheer for him. Some hold 3-foot-wide fake $100 bills with the face of Milei, where Benjamin Franklin should be, including 19-year-old Leandro.
With the increase in purchasing power through dollarization, people could save more.
But many economists are not convinced. Leandro Bona works at the Latin America Faculty of Social Sciences.
We don't have enough dollars to dollarize our economy, and nobody's going to loan Argentina's economy for this purpose.
He says the only way the economy could be dollarized is making each dollar worth much more against the peso, for which the country would need a huge devaluation of its currency.
We are going to earn less dollars than we earn now, even in pesos.
Back at the factory, owner Juan Pardi agrees.
As business owners, we will find a way to survive. But the people who work for us, the marginalized, the uneducated, I believe the country will become very small in terms of the economy.
Dollarization is not yet a done deal for Argentina. First, voters must choose who they want to be president on Sunday and whether they can live without the peso. I'm the BBC's Natalio Cosoy for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Kelly Silveira. Our digital producer is Dylan Mietinen. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler, Brian Allison, and Nick Esposito. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.